This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. I did find out, as my former drummer, Total Goon, over there stopped by, SmackDown is at the center tonight, which is why we're going to see a larger crowd here. In the WWE Goon Squad is coming through, Jack.
Wow.
They're going to come talk to you. So if you have a problem with Jack's takes on wrestling, you can always stop and see us at Chickie's and Peas and talk to him in person about it.
Wow. Did you guys see the John Cena turn heel? It's amazing.
Yep, we did.
Yeah, we heard.
That was on TikTok.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. All right. So, listen.
Big WWE tonight.
Bunch of dorks are coming.
Oh, boy. There we go. Anthony in Jersey, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on. First time, long time. Ike, I'm actually on my way from a short business trip. I was out in Cincinnati, a pretty nice city.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there
what was your favorite part of Cincinnati?
Come on, man.
I didn't really have a whole lot to explore around, but I don't know what's going on with the
Skyline
and chili deal. That's a little
No one knows.
That's an acquired taste.
The chili But I'm a little 50-50 on the whole Mekhi Becton, whatever you're going to do with DN.
Wow, Tornado Shapiroing it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to stick with the Cincinnati team here and maybe go with Trey Hendrickson. I think Myles Garrett's going to be too expensive. I don't want to give up the draft capital there. In a world that we could keep Milton Williams too, I'd love that. But I don't know why we don't do that. I think we would address it in the draft. And I don't know why nobody's talking about the guy from Ohio State, Jack Sawyer. So I don't know if there's character issue there or what. But
no, there's no character issue. No character issue. He's already on my draft board.
Yeah, he's an exciting one.
I like him a lot.
You know, Anthony, the other thing you brought up about
heady player
Hendrickson is that it does help when you're thinking about the Myles Garrett thing versus Hendrickson.
Yeah.
The Hendrickson thing is costing you money, but not the same sort of draft capital.
Right.
So you're not worried about if people are talking about third-round pick, that's a lot different than trading two first-round picks for the right to pay somebody as opposed to a third-round pick.
It's also not going to cost you $30 million a year.
Oh, you don't think?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, man. I mean, that would be a big
move.
At
least 20.
Yeah, but that's a big move. Yeah, 20. Wow, you're talking Bryce Huff money there. Wonder if we can get the same kind of production. Hey, do you have a bad guy that you cheer for next question tonight?
Yeah, real quick, if I can. I know you guys were talking about Trot's son yesterday, the WVU guy that transferred to Missouri. I actually live in West Virginia, WVU alumni, and that dude is a beast, man. He's a heat-seeking missile to the ball. I mean, he led every weekend in tackles, and everybody in town was upset that he moved on to Missouri, but I'd love to see him in Midnight Green probably in you know, the next 3 or 4 years too, because he's coming off of a freshman year. But so my villain though is your guy's colleague, the camera, the hammer.
Yeah, dude. You
root for the hammer? Yeah.
Wow, you're the one.
I love the unmuted celebration type. Cracks me up.
That one,
dude.
Yeah.
This morning,
thank you, man.
This morning with Schwarber on, like in the middle of the interview, he goes, "Yeah, that's what the hammer does."
Nah.
And I was like, "What is wrong? Like, what is wrong with you?"
He is a character.
It was good. It's good. Character. It's just, you know, when I think of the hammer, I think of Dave Schultz,
not Joe DiCamera.
Seth Joyner.
Right.
So, when we first were coming up with the idea for Beat the Hammer, Seltzer and DiCamera wanted to call it Beat the Deke. Because I guess his nickname was Deke.
He used to be the Deke, yeah.
And we decided on Beat the Hammer.
Because then it just ends up being...
It's way funnier.
Yes. Beat the Geek.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Or something else that we don't need to...
Yes.
It's already inferred on this one.
Yeah. So some... The details are out on the Saquon extension as far as a cap standpoint. And this is per the guy who runs overthecap.com. Good website, Jason. The salary cap hit for Saquon after this extension goes up this year. They don't save any cap space. They lost around $1 million in cap space extending Saquon. And the extension guarantees he's here, and this is Elliot breaking it down. I didn't read it. The extension guarantees he's here through 26. He can be cut in 27 for about $3 million of dead cap.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like they gave him $36 million more.
Yeah, I can't. As somebody who is, the NBA salary cap is pretty complicated.
Yeah.
I can figure that one out. The NFL salary cap, I can't figure out. It truly feels like they're making it up as they go. I can't understand. They've given the guys like $60 million in guaranteed money, and the cap hit every year is $6 million. I don't understand. I need to understand how this works. Do you think there must be somebody under Howie at the Eagles who could sit down with us one day and explain it? Not on the air, but off the air. I feel like I need a better understanding of how this works.
I know a guy who could explain it. I don't know what he's doing right now. Jake Rosenberg.
Yeah, former Howie guy.
Oh, really?
He's on Twitter.
It would be interesting to talk to him about.
Is he running another team?
No.
In a different sport. But he's doing something.
I'll look it up.
Where he's running some sort of company.
Even this guy Jason from Over the Cap. It just makes it hard for me to say go get a guy. And we talk about salary cap implications. When it's with, we know there's no cap with the Phillies.
Show you a picture of Josiah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Future Eagle.
Yep.
That's a big fella. Yeah.
That's the youngest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, linebacker factory in there. Oh, my goodness. Jeez Louise. Anyway, I'm just sorry that... I can figure out the basketball cap.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of rules, but I can say they can get that guy. They can't get this guy. Can't figure it out with the Eagles. I have literally no idea how it works.
It's almost like they're operating under a different set of rules than everyone else is.
Right. Well, or they're just making it up as they go along.
The good part is it doesn't matter if you don't understand it. Howie definitely understands it.
Well, yeah, but it's just so much harder to talk about.
It's impossible to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to rant and rave that the Saquon deal was a disaster.
Yeah, you can't. We can't.
Yeah.
We
feel neutered.
It probably is a great deal for the Eagles somehow.
I have no idea. Maybe it's just cash. And by the way, if it's just cash, Howie deserves credit for figuring it out, but Lurie deserves credit for the cash.
Gets the majority of the credit. Because like you said, he's willing to give up the money.
The money, you know, even if they don't have the cap hit for it. You know, before we get back to On the Record Friday, there was an interesting little article on NBC Sports Philly's website today, and they had a few people weigh in about whether if he never plays again, Joel Embiid is a basketball Hall of Famer. And I just want to change the convo a little bit because it's hard because of the basketball Hall of Fame allows many more people in than the other Hall of Fames do. It's a wider, you know.
It's college, it's women's, it's international.
It's international. You don't need to do as much. Yeah. And, you know, I always say Mitch Richmond was a good player. If Mitch Richmond's getting in, it's just like, it's hard to say who should be a Hall of Famer, who isn't. Let's say we had the standards that the NFL and Major League Baseball had for their Hall of Fames. If Joel Embiid never plays another game, is he a Hall of Famer under those standards? What do you think?
I'd say yeah.
I would say yes as well. Yeah. He made So one MVP, two runner-ups, seven straight All-Star games, five All-NBA teams, two scoring titles. I was trying to think of another player who, in a different sport, who had a similar
Sterling Sharp.
So Jack mentioned Sterling Sharp. I even think a better one might be Megatron.
That's another one. Megatron, the only difference is Megatron retired on his own.
He did. I'm just saying length of career,
eight years.
Impact on the game, never won anything.
Yep.
You know, and Megatron got
another
in.
Another one, yeah.
You know, so I think Embiid is an easy Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think he's probably first. Now, in the regular Basketball Hall of Fame, he's first ballot. Sterling Sharp wasn't.
Right.
Megatron was, I believe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I agree. I think Embiid is really just injuries. I understand people want to hold the overall team success. But it's not judged off of just overall team success. You know, basketball is one of the sports, if not the one sport, where the individual talent supersedes what team success or lack thereof has. There's been plenty of Hall of Famers out there that didn't play on great teams or they won a title or anything. So Embiid's biggest knock is being available.
Yes, and the fact that he never had one signature run to the final.
Right.
Yeah.
But even
as an individual,
I understand that as that's again that's a team thing.
Okay. As an individual,
an individual, it's more about being available. It's his health. It wasn't his ability.
I actually think there's a good Philly comp, and it's Lindros. Now Lindros went to the finals once, but another great player whose career was limited due to injury probably didn't live up to the expectations that people had from a team standpoint. But as an individual, was an awesome player. Ended up in the Hall of Fame.
They got him. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. That's another good one.
Baseball. Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax was a very short, you know, peak. But now I think he
won a World Series.
He did, and I think he had three Cy Youngs.
Yeah. He's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
In other sports, I don't think he'd be first ballot. But, you know, I think in the NBA, I think or Basketball Hall of Fame, he would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I also thought Mattingly, too. But Mattingly wasn't as good as Embiid was. Mattingly had a short run, 5 years, I think, is when he was really, really good. I think at Mattingly's best, people would have thought of him as one of the five best hitters in baseball at his peak.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll give you another one in basketball, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming only played 8 years.
Yeah.
Yep. Yao Ming.
And I think Embiid was better than Yao Ming.
Yeah. I totally agree.
He's a Hall of Famer. It's just he's never going to be remembered as an all-timer. Like, if that makes sense.
He'll be remembered as what could have been.
Sure.
Yeah.
Instead of an all-timer.
Like, Jokic is going to be the center of the generation.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And well-deserved, I think.
Yeah. He's going to win his third this year?
Seems MVP?
Like he might.
No, Shea's going to win it.
Oh, yeah. SGA is going to win that. Yeah.
I think Shea will win it.
Yeah, he'll win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jokic's a better player than Shea.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 215.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
592-9494 on the record Friday. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, baby? I don't want to ruffle any feathers, and I don't want no side eyes going on, so I'm going to say Isaiah, I'm still riding shotgun with you.
Shocker.
Oh, wow, big take.
Yeah,
wow, you agree with Ike. Amazing.
Wow, really mixing it up today.
Wow, you want an offensive lineman.
Whoa,
crazy.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I do. Don't nobody care about what y'all saying, because for real, if I got in a fight right now, I want to be in a fight with Ike, not y'all. So y'all say whatever y'all want.
You
want
to fight Ike? Is that what you said?
No, he wants me with him in a fight.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Another big take from Yoshi.
I did tie a fight once, though.
And I'm big.
Reed's Bluebell parking lot. There's a tie.
Are you done?
Yes.
Are you done?
Oh, wow.
Yes. They such haters. They are such
haters. They are, man.
Haters.
Listen, you got to watch them, man.
They are haters, bro.
Yeah.
Big time.
Em.
Look, man, we go one for one. We signed a significant player on defense that we need to sign. I mean, but Mekhi Becton at the position, man, he's abnormal in size. The kid had 900 and some snaps last year, first time at guard, only gave up 3 sacks, 4 penalties. I mean, you want that. And then you keep what's named that little group together. I believe Josh Sweat, man, I keep saying, wasn't nobody beating the drum for Josh Sweat or Milton Williams early in the year? Everybody was worried about Fletcher retiring. I remember hearing, Milton Williams, like, he's okay. You got to remember, Jalen Carter's ascension to what he is, and those guys being in contract year, that's my belief that they played as good as they did play. You could get 2 other guys at those positions with a Jalen Carter and everything else on defense. And then that secondary, and I probably would go with Jack a little bit as far as corner, because that secondary also allowed Josh Sweat and Milton Williams to do, more so Josh Sweat, to get in there and do a little something. I gotta go with the offensive lineman, man. We're saying, let's keep it popping. We still ride a shotgun.
You know it.
We got some Biggie playing, some DMX. We ain't playing no slow songs because we 2 dudes in front seat.
I
so we gonna
you,
keep
man.
It hardcore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're rolling with Ike, I don't know if you're going the Biggie direction. No, I think you're.
Well, eventually we can get there.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm
yeah.
just saying, you know, what's saying, you know, the girls, they start jumping when we married. Let me set up. We married. Let me leave it alone.
Are we bringing the wives? Are we bringing the wives with us?
No, man. We're rolling dolo. We talking about back in the day. We riding shotgun back in the day. Before Ms. Renee and before Ms. Dawn. What's name? We talking about back in the day.
That's a long time ago.
Young Yoshi. That's a pop right there, boy. Vanilla and chocolate. Oh, my goodness.
Vanilla and chocolate.
Well, this guy's picking teams based on who he's with. Like, which delegation you in?
They don't understand this conversation. They don't understand this conversation. Look, Spike, I'm trying to get on your side real quick about something. Listen to Spike. You got to look at John Wick, bruh. It's like each sequel stands with the first movie.
Okay.
It's action-packed. I mean, it's everything you want. Holly Berry, what's the name in one of them? Cook, Grace, and Scott.
Oh, hey, wow. Spike. Holly's in there?
She is.
Okay.
Hey, Spike, when Holly was getting it in with John with them dogs, boy, that was some vicious, wasn't it, man?
John Wick's boy, dogs.
I'm telling you.
Sounds like a freaking movie.
You got to check it out, man. It's a great thing. I'm telling you. You'll love it. Watch one a week, because they long as on the what. But you don't get bored watching it. Dialogue good, the action good, everything, plot, everything.
Okay. Which
you don't get bored. Watch one a week.
Okay.
And my villain is, I love Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh, all-timer. You were cheering for him?
Yeah, I was cheering for that dude, man.
Why? He was Hoffa.
he embodies that character, bro. I also was cheering for Catherine Tramell, was saying the Basic Instinct, too.
There
was saying, like, I want her to get away with everything.
Catherine Tramell.
Basic Instinct.
When she crossed them legs, I was like, what? Stop it.
It's the only guy that remembers Sharon Stone's
I know the actual
name.
Character
you
name, yeah.
I watched Basic Instinct probably like 10 times. The second one I probably watched twice, but that wasn't as good. That first man, boy, stop playing. Catherine Tramell was a beast in that movie. Chance don't still look good to me, but good God almighty. I'm going to leave it alone at that. Love
all
y'all,
right,
Cat. Happy Friday. We still Super Bowl champ. Go Birds.
Right. All right.
Birds. Catherine Tramell. Chance Stone was fine.
She was. Yeah. I mean, she was GOAT level for a while.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one.
Sir.
Yeah, she was the one for a minute. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
I love that. I call me Just Stone, man. I've noticed that the last few times I've called. I've got a new nickname. I love it. I love it. So what I'm looking for, I agree with that. You got to keep the band together if you can with Mekhi Becton, because that's what helped Shady get the 2,000 yards.
Shady? What, interesting.
Yep, same player.
Not Shady.
Wow. Dynamite call so far, Justin.
Yeah, you really nailed it.
Yeah, you just owned it.
Don't let him ruffle your feathers, Justin.
I was going to hit on Shady a little later about his comment about Deebo Samuel being the best player in the NFL, because Shady was on some stuff that day. But anyway.
Can I ask you something, Justin? You brought up the Super Bowl. Wasn't the thing that really won the Super Bowl for us how the defensive line got to Patrick Mahomes? I mean, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the pressure from the front four. It was most definitely. I'm talking about all season. It kept Saquon getting the 2,000. It kept Jalen clean for the most part. You know, I mean, that offensive line is what we build on, what the team prides itself on the offensive and defensive line. Like that's the one thing, you know, how he's going to look forward to building each year. Like that's where they're really. And I know everybody's like, well, look at Stout. Look at what he's done with Jordan Mailata. And look at what he's done with Becton. Couldn't he do that with Steen, who was a third-round pick? We've got the guy we got from Michigan last year, Trevor Keegan. You know, what about him? I understand all that, but daggone, man, if Becton wants to come back and it's the right number, I would bring him back because, like they said, I don't think he gave up 3-4 sacks all year, had 3-4 penalties. You know, he played really well, man. And this guy was labeled as a bust, and he was a top-10 pick just 3-4 years ago. And
yep.
Stout got all that out of him, you know. And I said,
and he can play tackle in a couple of years, Justin. You got to factor that in.
That's right.
I said that just the other day. I heard him say that when Lane decides to hang it up, maybe he can progress out to the outside. But somebody who needs a raise every year, come hell or high water. I know this was a thank you to Saquon. Man, they need to tell Jeff Stoutland thank you every dadgum year, because he pulls something out of his hind end every dadgum year with that offensive line, dude. Like Jurgens going from guard to center. Like, he was drafted to be Kelsey's replacement eventually. But he played really well at guard, and we were all going into this season like, man, what's it going to be at center? What's it going to be? Because we lost to all-pro center and everybody's favorite player, and we didn't miss a beat. Didn't miss a beat. So, I mean, to me, you got to keep that line together. And next week, what I would look for, I agree with Elliot. Khalil Mack, I'm telling y'all, he's one of those guys. He's been around the league. He's made his money. He wants a ring. He could be an awesome, just a pass rush, guy like that. Just bring him in. Mm-hmm. Chris Long, look what Chris Long done, guys.
Yeah.
He basically said on his podcast, he identifies as an Eagle, even though he was only here 3 years. He spent his career in St. Louis. That
team
is not in St. Louis anymore. He doesn't identify with that team, he said. He identifies as being an Eagle. He was only here 3 years. So, I mean, these guys, they know what kind of organization that we have. And, like, everybody loves it here. They love the fan base. And this crap with everybody wanting to trade A.J. for the fourth, ain't no way in hell. You cannot replace A.J. Brown with a fourth overall pick. I don't care what it is. You can't do it. This is a top three receiver in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's out, like, the offense sputters. We've seen that. Like, and we
have an elite QB in there.
We do have an elite QB, but we need every angle we can get. We need every edge we can get.
Yeah, he needs
every
a lot of help.
Yeah. Got to keep that number one defense.
I'm here to tell you.
Seems like those other elite quarterbacks need more help.
Yeah.
Exactly. They need to take a little less and get a little more help. You know what I'm saying? You show me the money, well, show me some help. That's what I'd say. I mean, I know there's a big difference between 200 and 400 million, but what's the difference between 300 and 400 million? When you got that much money, boys, I'm telling you, you ain't counting your pennies. You ain't eating at McDonald's unless you Ocho Cinco and you love it. You know, Ocho loves McDonald's and
T.O. did too.
And all that.
No, but, T.O. didn't put that mess in his body.
I read his book. But when he got here, when he first got into the NFL, he didn't know what it was like to have money.
Right.
So he kept eating at McDonald's.
Cheap food,
and then he eventually became,
I'm like, you don't look like that dude.
No, not now. Yeah, or not in the prime. Hey, Jesse, give us a bad guy you root for.
Well, I know this ain't up Jack's alley, but you definitely got to watch the John Wick movies, man. Those are the best action films of the last 15, 20 years. They are phenomenal, dude. Halle Berry's in part 3. She helps him out a little bit, but they are phenomenal. They are just phenomenal action movies. What are we winning? Like, what's the prize? I don't want to take a prize that I can't win.
No prize.
Bragging rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, it's a great one. Hannibal Lecter's a great one.
And he got away at the end, guys. He got away at the end of the first one. But anyway, I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean.
Why would you root for Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter was awesome.
No, there's no way I was rooting for Hannibal. Now, in part two, when it was Hannibal.
Yes.
That's different.
You're rooting a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In the first one, it was with Jodie Foster, right?
Yeah, but he was helping her. He was helping her find Buffalo.
Clary's. Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And that was, who was Buffalo Bill? Who was that actor?
I forget his name.
Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah. He was great.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Silence of the Lambs, great movie.
Justin in Tennessee always wants Luke, deep voice Luke, to do some Hannibal Lecter.
Oh,
voices.
No. He doesn't want Hannibal Lecter. He wants Buffalo Bill.
Yes,
that's the one with the voice.
The best Buffalo line Bill. We can't say. Now you could say you could have Luke say it puts the lotion in the basket.
That's what he wants.
The other one we can't say on the radio, but is a good one. All right.
I don't even know what it is.
The Twitter question, I'll tell you off air. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What's your first priority for the Eagles next week? 48% say re-sign Becton. 42% say get a real pass rusher. None of the 42% on the phone lines today, amazingly enough. Jack, what do we have in the top 5-5 coming up now?
Well, the Walter White thing got me thinking about another aspect of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
That I want to break down.
Interesting.
Yes.
So that's coming up next in the top 5-5. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.